Man, in the Canadian tuxedo.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Decided to go Canadian today, man. It's the weekend.
You need a much thicker mustache.
I ain't doing all that. Nah. You talking about handlebars and shit? Y'all ever heard this thing that, y'all ever heard this thing like, nope. They said, don't shave your stash. Where your soul at, brother? Where something about your soul past? Something about, as a black man, you have to have a mustache. Like, if you can grow
facial. Where's your stash?
Where's your stash? It's a real thing. Like,
where uncles, is your stash?
That shit is a real thing. Like, I have a cousin who, you know, for work, he shaved everything, and they got on his ass.
Yeah, nigga, where's your stash?
He on national television without no stash, and it's like,
where is your stash?
I ain't know that was a real thing, and then I find us like, nah, bro, that is a real motherfucking
you
thing.
You gotta have a mustache.
Like, bro, you gotta have some kind of hair on your face, bro. You can't just be out here looking like a wild
baby face. That's crazy. You got to have something.
Where?
It's your stash. Where your soul, brother? I was like, what? It was like, where your soul, brother?
Where your soul at?
Where your soul? I'm like, what the hell? I told my, like, I don't even know what the hell's up, you know. I ain't never
I guess what that's where the term soul patch came from.
I'm thinking. Yeah. Barber don't never touch that. That shit be like.
Yeah, that's up to you. Like,
that shit like your face balls, nigga. Like, no, I ain't touching that shit. Like, don't.
Oh, damn, I didn't know. I just be.
You right. I'd leave my shit right there. I'll never shave that.
I mean, nah, you get when you trim down your mustache.
Yeah, that's
get
what I'm saying.
Stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's time for me to. Oh, it's about to be holiday tomorrow. I need to
shave. I trim up.
I wish I would.
Well, it's the holiday, so this is a holiday part. Yeah.
It is indeed.
I watched Home Alone, the new Home Alone. I got kids. Stop looking at me like that.
No, I saw it on my thing, and I was like, I'm not going to watch it.
Bro, watch it.
It's Santa Claus, bro. She just wants to know what you want. All the hentai you could ever want, dog. Boy, it ain't over, dog.
I saw this only halfway through it.
There's so much more hentai. Happy holidays, everybody, man.
Happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays.
Eggnog to all.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro, you got it fucked up. Nah, it's Coquito now.
Right.
Bro, I don't do eggnog.
No, for the holidays, bro.
Oh, you didn't bring the goddamn cereal?
I didn't.
Yeah, cereal in the Conquistador?
I didn't.
Because typically you have the Coquito.
I do.
Maquito with the Coquito.
Typically I do.
Damn.
Wow.
I mean, Christmas Eve is tomorrow. Christmas Day is Sunday, so.
And you know, that shit gotta be prayed over for, like.
Days at a time.
That shit gotta be blessed by Abuela, nigga, like.
You right. It does.
Some.
Whatever instrument makes that noise.
A maraca?
Yeah, you gotta pour some out for the morning people. Slay bills.
Hey.
I'm here all week, people. All right, man. It's the holidays.
It is.
Happy holidays.
Been festive. Thank you, everybody. It's been a great year, man. It's all to the good, man. All right, so we're here. Holidays. I'm not the most festive person. I typically, like, I warm myself with holiday scents for the most part because I really just don't decorate. Like, I keep resisting the urge to go and get a tree. And every other year, I say, you know, I'm going to go get a tree next year. And then life happens. Next thing I know, I'm like, yo, Christmas is a couple days away. I ain't decorate. Fuck it. I'm not going to decorate. And I never decorate.
I can't wait till I move again. Because I'm decorating for Halloween specifically and Christmas.
I've been trying to get into just decorating, like, in general. Like, when it comes to, like, just events. Because I go everywhere and I see it, and it's just like, yo, a lot of these decorations be looking cool. I went to my aunt's house, and just like, she got these 6 feet tall nutcrackers. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, you showing the fuck out.
You shouldn't even say that, bro.
Are they inflatable or they wood?
They wood.
No, I need to, you shouldn't even say it, nothing, dog. She ain't finna have them for much longer, dog. She ain't finna have them for much longer.
Like,
I collect nutcrackers. She ain't finna have them for much longer.
Bruh.
And
they were new. I ain't seen them last year. I seen them shit Sunday. I'm like, yo, where did he come from?
You done put on the map, dog. She ain't finna, have them.
These animatronic Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
My mom has a 4 feet tall Claus, like three of them.
Used to creep me out like a motherfucker. I used to, like, hide them and turn them off. Like, they used to creep the shit. They used to creep me the fuck out. Like, they just do this in the window. I'm like, yo, these shits is like fucking Chucky dolls. Like, he's like, why you keep turning my shit off? And
it's the holidays. Like, I'm trying to get my Christmas
off. Murder me in my sleep. I've seen this fucking
If you naughty, then you got something to worry about. If you was good, you should be fine.
Shit. Hey, shout out to Sour Patch Kids. They have coal.
Oh, for real?
They have Sour Patch Kids, but they're coal.
Oh, I need to get some of them.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well,
delicious.
I need to get some of those.
Are those badass kids out there?
Right.
Talking to you, shit birds at home.
I mean, isn't that what they make coal for?
Yeah, that's why.
I got coal 1 year. That shit hurt my feelings.
Damn. You legit was bad all year where they were like, we gotta prove a point to this motherfucker.
Oh, they put
actual coal?
They put charcoal.
They put
charcoal in my stocking. Mm. Bruh.
That's your origin story.
Oh no, I cried, bruh.
Origin story.
They knew what it was when it was 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm crying, bruh. Like, they know what's up. And then, like, they sent me back to bed.
What the fuck did you do?
I don't know, but they sent me back to bed, bruh. And I remember when I woke up, you know, I went under the tree and, you know, I had some presents and it was like, I was grateful. But I felt like, yeah, y'all breaking me, man. Y'all broke me. I felt like
your villain origin story, nigga.
I don't know
for Christmas! But, right, that's what, whenever he decides to go off, that's what does it. Thinks about that memory.
I remember, like, looking in, and I can't wake nobody up to ask him what my present said, because, like, you can't do that. He ain't supposed to be up yet, so I had to just go back to bed and just eat that until it was time to get up. Like, I know I ain't got no presents. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm looking under the tree and I don't see nothing. And then they, like, shaming my ass because I don't know. I can't remember what I did. I was a child. Well, I'll never forget that Christmas.
You was bad as shit, though, because they was like, look, bruh.
We gotta teach him a lesson.
Right. I don't know what it is,
but I got my presents later, but damn, bruh. Bruh, I felt like that shit hurt. That shit fucking hurt because they played into that shit. Like, I don't think I got nothing for real. I think they just felt bad. Nigga went Dollar General on my ass, bro.
Real quick. Just,
to the gas station. That's the only thing open on Christmas.
Nah, bro. I got a bad foot. Hey, you know that Christmas you fucked up because that when you get number clothes.
Right.
They got shit they were going to give you for going back to school anyway.
Right. That was the New Year's clothes.
Like, oh, I got Hanes underwear.
Now, see, that's the one thing. I always love getting socks.
Socks and underwear and undershirts.
I ain't appreciate that until I was an adult.
When I was in college, that's when I started loving them.
Shit, I used to love it all the time because they got the best socks.
What I did like was my grandmother would give me, like, grown men shit. So she'd get me all these shirts, and they were all too big. It would be dress shirts. She'd give me all these dress shirts that's too big, so I end up wearing the same one every Sunday to church. And then come one day, I need a new dress shirt because the dress shirts I wear every Sunday don't fit no more. And you're like, dang, I got options. Mm-hmm. Like, when the time came for me to grow in the shirts, I was like,
grandma done hooked me up.
She done hooked me up. I got options. I got shirts in every color. And by now, I got ties.
This one came with a tie?
Yeah, I got ties in every color. And by then, I want to wear suits because Puff Daddy is on TV with these suits on. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Shiny suit, man.
I mean, MC Hammer and Puff Daddy had me feeling like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll wear a suit. I want that suit. Guess what my parents got me for Easter? They got me the double-breasted MC Hammer suit. Hey, I ain't had the Jordans, but I had the MC Hammer double-breasted suit. You know, hey. But,
yeah, I think we all made that trip to New York high fashion. Milks and...
Oh, you know, we was somewhere. JCPenney. We was somewhere in Macon, bro. I don't even know where. We was just in Macon. he'll try this song. He'll try. I was like, I
downtown
hate
downtown Cherry Street,
like,
Macon.
Bro, yeah. I hate this shit. Like, can we go home?
Right. Why all these stores smell the same?
Like, bro, I got to try on all this shit. Make you, nah, they make you try it on.
And then you go to another store.
No, they make you try it on. Y'all don't get it. And then it be waiting for you. They give it to you as a gift. You already tried it on. It's like, oh, so you went back up to the store and bought it when I went there?
Right. So you just set that shit up.
Yeah. But nah, man, shout out to everybody who give good clothes, man. That's always a good, that's always a great thing.
Go to the sock shop.
Nah, man, it's the holidays. It's the holidays. And before we get into this holiday pod, you know, I want to tell the people. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to a special Christmas edition of the Ninja Please Podcast.
Oh, man, you should have had the,
which one?
The Outkast Players Ball. Just any section of it with sleigh bells, just for that.
Oh, that sleigh bell version of it.
Yeah.
Christmas
version.
Oh, see, I wasn't rolling in music, but since we, okay.
That shit was actually pretty good. Man, scene was so thick.
Low rise, 77 Sevilles, L Dog. The fact that there is like a Christmas version of this song, because that was the you know, the origin of it, it makes it just that much like that much special.
Get it to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Yeah, man.
It's not too much different from the original, because this was always a Christmas song.
And I didn't know that till they told it to me. But then by then, I think I dissected the lyrics to kind of get it. Because the first opening line of the song is beginning to feel a lot like wood. And I'm like, oh, Christmas.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying.
Opening line. It was right there from the start.
And the Players Ball was usually around New Year's, the end of the year.
Yeah, to deck the halls. Oh, no. Come on. One more time.
Mention some other shit in there, too.
All the players came, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to another adventure of the Ninja Please Podcast. Now, while I probably can't use this music, I'm going to turn it off, but, you know, we just had to intro the pod one time, man. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Outkast Dungeon Family, Sleepy Brian. ATL, you know what I'm saying? ATL style. It's cold for the first time.
We talk over it enough that you can
use it. It's cold.
It's very cold.
It's cold, bro.
Extremely.
I had on shorts last Christmas, man. You know what I'm saying? But
now we out here super hot.
Yeah, man. It's your host, Starman, a.k.a. Yuki, also known as Fox Blunt, affectionately known as Shota Baby, commonly referred to as Jean Bumpston Team. I can pull off that cosplay, and I think I'm going to have to, like, really do that shit, bro. They ain't ready for Gang Lorenz Tate, you know what I'm saying, if you bought that life. Also known as Weekend Adams, the Sagittarius Shinobi. It was a fantastic Sagittarius season. I'm going to get to that later. Khaki Color Kasune. I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas to ever do it, because that's just what we do. My ninjas, Merry Christmas.
And happy festive times to you as well, my brother. Over here, back again for the first time as always. You got the Macchio medal. The one and only Tanuki. Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety.
Nice.
Blue Lantern. Captain of the Space Pirate Ship Arcadia. The Fist of Khonshu.
Mm-hmm.
Sage almost equal to heaven.
Mm.
The Handsome Monkey King.
Hey.
Sun Wukong, a.k.a. Hanuman.
Let's go, boy!
We in here, dog.
I am feeling good. It was, you can't make me frown today. It's impossible. Life is good.
Life is good.
What about training? Not to me.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Been combing his beard with the gauntlet.
That's why you don't need one. This man will comb his beard with the Infinity,
with the Infinity gauntlet.
Last but certainly not least.
Certainly.
You got your boy. It's the my oldest shot me in the eye with a Nerf gun this week. My eye still hurts. Hmm.
whoop his ass when I get home. Just thinking about it. You got the black Ted Koppel, a.k.a. Yima. You got the doctor that found the snake clit. Somebody had to. Somebody had to find that snake clitoris.
Destiny around.
Yeah, I'm running from it.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm gonna run from it, though.
Somebody had to find that a snake had, female snakes had a clitoris.
Hey, man. I mean, somebody's got to write the science books.
All right.
Somebody's got to write the science books.
There's the Gandhi dancer. Consumer of all Monkey Punch whiskey, aka Cowboy Bebop, aka Run Mexico, aka School Day Spike Lee.
Hey, okay.
Oh, forgot about these. He's gonna pull these out. Aka Dick Dastardly, aka the Diddler. It's like the Riddler, but he diddles. Agent 335. Mr. Say Hello to the Bad Guy. Willie from Work. Robert Smalls. Don Shula.
Don Shula.
The leader of the Shishigomi. The lion and the deer. And last but not least, Saint Nick, the Council of Nicaea.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey. Just in time for your festive winter solstice.
We are out here praising the sun on that easterly morning. Sound like I said easterly. I meant easternly. Sleigh ride, ain't it?
They gonna sue me. They gonna have to just get it in full.
I mean, they gonna sue you. I mean, it's just like demonetized. Hey, we can claim that. That's all.
Man,
shout out.
So we've been in the crib with the kids all week. My wife's been playing like Christmas music. She went on Spotify and shit. I'm like, hey, man, listen, find me some, like, find me some black people shit.
Hold on.
Temptations and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need some. I need that. Right.
Let it snow.
She keep playing like the rock versions of all this shit. And I'm like, listen, find me like a fucking, listen, find some.
Bro, you
shit.
Got Spotify?
No, I don't.
Oh, see that.
So it's like, find me some shit. So she's like, all right, cool.
I got a Christmas playlist.
I gotta put a song in the hat. Greatest Christmas song of all time. Look, I love Mariah, but I'm gonna vote for this every fucking time. DJ,
I'm going with DJ. I'm going with White Christmas from Temptations.
That's a great one. There's no. Christmas playlist. This is the song I'm putting on now.
Christmas. That's up there, though.
Yeah.
But she found me. She found me a black Christmas thing, right? So it started off with, "What you gonna get her for Christmas?" All right, cool. Man, we in here because I was just telling my wife, like, the original 12 Days of Christmas is crazy as fuck. They're giving niggas like 27 birds.
Birds,
like, why the fuck do you need so many fucking birds?
Nigga, because. See,
it's about, supposed to be about capitalism. I don't give a fuck about that.
No, bro. It was. They were. Boop. That Griselda, bro.
You see how I wrapped your gift, right?
They were about birds, bro. That was cold, bro. That was the gangster's code that sent back in time to let a nigga know to get that shit off the block, the dock.
27. It's probably 27 the key back. I don't know. Look, bro, whatever.
Bro, I think that shit was 17.3.
Whatever. Listen, it was an extraordinarily insane amount of birds being given as gifts. And I'm like, who the fuck wants all of these birds as fucking gifts? This is wild as fuck. So, you know, they had the black version of 12 Days of Christmas. But then it went into like some extremely vulgar.
5 month free rent?
Yeah.
Bruh, all y'all wanted 5 month free. That would condition them.
11 Philly blunt.
Bruh, 5 month free rent.
My fresh gold chains. And a Cadillac to put it all in.
Oh, hey, player. Oh, my goodness.
That shit went from there to progressively fucking worse rap Christmas songs. It's like, I was trying to, like, put my kids on, like, the Boyz II Men and the Temptations and this shit like that, and they got, I heard Dipset has a Christmas album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Gucci, East Atlanta Santa. Oh, I'm dropping presents on them pussy niggas. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, bro.
Bro,
I want to hear DMX's.
They played it on the radio. I've heard that shit
I've never heard it on the radio. I've never heard that shit on the radio. I've heard it. Rudolph
the Red Nose Reindeer. No. I hear that. I heard that shit in Columbus on the radio. I heard that shit in the store. I heard that shit in Starbucks, dog. I'm not bullshitting you. The other day, I went to Starbucks and I heard that song.
It'd be there.
I mean, you want to play on something like this?
I mean, that's the classic. Which is why Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
And so is Friday. After next.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, man, that was.
I mean, there's no way.
That's when I know it's Christmas when I hear that.
Ain't Christmas, yeah. Oh yes.
Now, whenever I hear that, I was like, okay, it's Christmas when I hear Christmas and Hollis. I try to catch them on the radio. I try not to like just jump into everything, you know, and playing myself. I want to see what I can catch. See if I can catch some of these Christmas strays.
I don't even give a damn no more. I just play my playlist now. I don't.
Yeah, when I get the mood, I just put the playlist on. But I like, and this is the one time a year like I'll casually scroll through the radio to see if I can find a Christmas song that I like. Because sometimes they'll play something that I ain't heard or I ain't heard in a while or I forgot about it. Like, oh, damn, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Talking about Kanye. Kanye and Dipset made a song, Christmas and Hollis. Like, I like that song. That's like one of my favorite Christmas rap songs.
Kanye is your favorite artist? All time? And you stand by what he says?
I tell you, Hov did was the rap verse of the year. Shout out to Ocean. So it was like, just came to straight hate. Was just like,
man, fuck Jay-Z, bro. Andre 3000 had the brightest verse of the year, and that shit wasn't even nominated for nothing.
And I was like, that verse was from last year. He was like,
oh, well, that makes sense why it wasn't nominated for anything. Well,
he was like, that was 2021. Okay. And he's like, yeah, bro, it's 2022. Well,
makes sense.
Damn, son.
Yeah, the verse came out last year. I was like, dog, we talking about this year. But no, it was just kind of funny because Ocean being Ocean.
I already broke it?
Ain't nothing to break. You got all your stones?
Yeah, that's all that matters.
What you, hold on, I'm sorry. What was that?
Saw Home Alone 5.
Oh, okay. Five?
Yeah. Five.
They got five of them?
Yep.
I knew they had three. I didn't know they had a fourth.
There's a four.
Yeah, and a fifth.
There's a four that came out a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Disney Plus, bro. Come on. You know they're coming out with Home Alone. They have a new National Treasure show.
Yeah, I know about that.
But Home Alone 5, it's actually some British people. God, don't get me started on that.
You just do not like them, dude.
Right, it just rub his ass, bro.
You just do not like them.
You like, fuck them red coats, boy. Like, you American crook, bro. Like,
all day.
American pee.
That's funny. But, the original, right. The original director,
Team Slater,
Home Alone 1, did this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, all of the music that you heard in the very first Home Alone, it was in there.
They had music in the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even background music, like.
Bro, I probably ain't seen Home Alone in a minute then, because I was like. I got you.
It's all the background music that you heard in the first and second Home Alone with the original home, Macaulay Culkin. It is there. The story is almost similar, just a little bit more modern. The booby traps is identical. It's just more modern. Like it was.
That's funny because on that movie about the Santa Claus who fucks people up,
the murder clause.
He's not a murder clause. He's not murdering people.
Homicidal clause.
He's not homicidal either.
Okay, we're not talking about the same movie.
No, we are talking about the same movie. He's not going off on people. There's a reason for him doing
it. Yeah, she prayed to Santa.
No, that's not what happened.
What is you?
I'm just saying.
So out of praying, like
she did not pray to Santa Claus.
The mixed girl prayed to Santa Claus.
She did not pray to Santa Claus. The little booby traps that she put in the movie.
Satan Claus? Like
no. The little booby traps that she put in that movie were very reminiscent of.
Are we talking about the same? I'm talking about the movie that it just came out.
Mm-hmm. We are.
And then there's a little miss girl. She did not pray. Like, oh, Santa.
I saw it. She did not pray to him. I saw it. She did not pray to him.
Oh, they tricked me. How about she prayed to Santa?
No, he's really Santa Claus. He is the Viking Nick the Red. And this motherfucker is now Santa Claus to make up for all the murdering he did. And this girl happens to be born into a rich family, and on Christmas Eve they are getting robbed, and Santa by happenstance ends up at their house. It's not because she called him or nothing. The dad gave her a walkie talkie that was supposed to be magic that put her in contact with Santa Claus, but it just so happened he got a walkie talkie from one of the guys and he can talk to her now. She didn't pray to him. It was a walkie-talkie.
Oh, you ruined the movie for me. I thought she prayed to Santa. He came and killed.
No.
That would have been so much better.
Not at all.
You get Santa Jesus come.
You get Megan on the 6th.
Yeah.
Megan who?
That's the movie about the girl who has the doll.
Robot.
The girl, robot, AI, that's supposed to fight for her, killing bullies and shit.
And runs like a dog in the woods. We've talked about it a couple different times.
Megan, the white girl that had the doll, and it went.
She's like, yo, I've been working on this project, and then her daughter was like super antisocial, and she made a robot companion for her.
I don't remember any of that.
You.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
All the music was the same. All the traps were the same.
Okay.
It was a good homage to the first one. Even the song when Kevin's neighbor, who was that creepy guy, when he was in the church and his daughter was singing.
Marley.
His daughter was singing in the choir and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. They had that scene too. So I was like, yo, this is... Y'all did a good job, except for the British people. Couldn't understand what they were saying. They were like, oh, tea and crumpets. Traps. Oh, bully. My mandem.
White British people don't say that.
my mandem.
Unless they're from South London and they, you know.
Like the little boy threw a little thing down the stairs. Oh, my mandem. Mandem down. Well, it's just, accent is Black Adam terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
That man said Black Adam terrible. I'm Black Adam got it on your skin, boy.
Where he came out just immediately speaking, hey, how you doing? I know tropes. I get sarcasm.
Magic.
He definitely didn't.
Tell them blackface sent you.
Why you black? You right, though. I'm like, you ain't seen that episode. I got that reference. It's magic, man. That's why you find the boy was annoying.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Just hate, bro.
He just skate through the little house like, bro, y'all are train killers, bro. Just shoot a little boy.
I'll tell you what you need to see.
He said Shazam. I'm not watching that. I tried.
No, I was going to say Avatar 2 Way of the Water is worth your watch. I'll give y'all a brief spoiler free review.
Spoil it for me.
No, I won't do that. It's one of the movies, you know, I can't spoil it.
Yes, Avatar. Alright,
so this movie takes place, I think, about 16 years after the first one. What I can tell you is Jake Sully is on Pandora. He done had kids. And he's just living his life. But you know, these people that want to terraform this planet, bro, we still doing that shit. And it's kind of like at the end of the first movie, you think, damn, they done scared everybody from coming back to the planet. But then you realize it's just like, bro, these are
better.
These people gonna get this shit. So
right.
So when you the sequel,
there's no stopping them.
The sequel picks up and all right, well, we just carving out our own life. And yeah, from there, they lean into the plot of like, look, man, they coming to get you, Jake Sully, bro. Like, you target public enemy number one because of what you did last time. There was a protocol put in place that should this happen, the alpha team be sent there. So they go and send some soldiers. The big twist on the soldiers is they have to get in Pandora and I guess like live there and kind of like they got to get close to him. They got to track him down. And in order to do that, he has to go to the water world in order to like hide out. And with that, you get an hour and a half of like just underwater, a whole different life to the movie. Like they take it to a completely different direction, and everything that they film underwater, they say the reason why it took so long was they needed to develop the technology to do CG, like facial recognition underwater. You know, they couldn't mocap underwater before, not as good as they can now. So in order to mocap underwater, because they really filmed the actors underwater and they mocap them.
Yeah, I've seen some of the behind the scenes.
Once you see that and you see the whole water world they do, you convinced they filmed this whole thing at the beach, and it's just, it looks good because you know how you at the beach and you see the water clear, you want to go in the water and you open your eyes and then it's all cloudy and shit, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just like you snorkeling. Like you feel like you watching Planet Earth on your TV at the store, looking at the demo TV. That's how crystal clear the scenes look and feel. And I watched it in 3D. So I'm in the ocean and I felt like, oh shit, I feel like I'm really in the damn ocean. Like, it was coming out, like, the corner of the table when they do the Iron Man Jarvis shit with the computer. You can see the holograms. You can see the layers of the detail. Like, it was just so much extra detail. It looked so great. There are fish dinosaurs. There are M16. At some point, they ride them with the M16s in order to fight guerrilla warfare.
Dinosaurs and M16s, and at some point.
Yes, bro.
Shoot the M16s while riding the dinosaurs.
While riding dinosaurs. Fish dinosaurs. Bro, with M16s. Giant blue smurfs riding.
Bigger blue smurfs.
Riding giant swordfish. Tyrannosaurus Rex type dinosaurs.
What the fuck?
On Pandora with M16s, because
they had to get that shit.
Bro, I ain't expecting it. Once they get into the action, it sounds ridiculous in the sense of, bro, this shit was extremely fun. Like, once that happened, you just like, no, bro, these are still guerrilla warfare, bro. Like, you seen the first one, we had these giant mechs, fuck them mechs. We getting into the water so they can't bring the mechs and fuck with us. So, how y'all gonna get them now that y'all can't use the mechs? And it's just like,
you're
gonna find a way. And the fact that they just gotta duke it out, man, that fight was like high stakes. It was like a real high stakes fight. And I was like, yo, like the whole last hour of the movie is just like a war. Like you watching, say, not, you know, like one of the war movies when you're on the battlefield.
Yeah.
The whole last hour of the movie is straight up battlefield. Yeah, just different parts of that day when the big attack happened. And the fallout that occurred, you know, because of it. Like, and then the movie go off. But it's setting up for the third one, so it ain't like a cliffhanger.
And yeah, he done made a good chunk of change already, right? It's like $400 million internationally.
It's about five, approaching six.
Damn.
About six. China said they ain't gonna show it no more. They taking it out of theaters in China. They ain't giving a justification as to why.
Let's fuck them, that's why.
They just took it out. It's one of the most popular movies there, and they were just like, we just want to remove it. And I'm like, why? And that, because they're really depending on that Chinese revenue to really like boost up, you know, the movie, because that's a big chunk of movies that are successful, movies that get released in China.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So.
And that's the second biggest after Hollywood.
Yeah, those movies, like, but yeah, Avatar.
Consumers of, you know, main cinematic entertainment.
But it's a good movie. It's worth it. It's just as good as the first one. It's things about it I like more than the first one. It's up. The CG is not as impressive in the sense of, like, bruh, it's supposed to be good. It's just like, nah, bro, this is just good CG. Y'all didn't do nothing mind-blowing. This shit just looks consistent. That's all it is. Like, yeah, you mo-capped underwater. This shit looks consistent. Your background sell it more than the CG. I'm amazed that, like, yo, this shit really look like I'm watching Planet Earth. Like, wow, I'm impressed with the, like, the foliage looks real as fuck.
Y'all's comp team is on point.
On point, you know, but you forget that these, you know, people of Pandora and Na'vi, you forget that they're, like, it's CG, bro. That shit look like real people after, even with the 3D.
Yeah.
It's just, at a certain point, you just check out and you just forget that you're watching.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of perfected that in the first one.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Forget that they mo-capped all them people.
It's just like anything they did in this, they didn't do too. It's not a big leap from the first one to the second one. And that's a testament to how good the first one was done.
More polished, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I said it's worth the viewing on the visual aspect alone, but I didn't expect to get the action I got of it. And because I got the action that I got of it, I'm giving Avatar 2 Way of the Water, I'm giving that a nice 8 out of 10.
Okay.
9 out of 10.
Was it worth the wait?
No. It was not worth the wait. They had to wait on the technology, but I honestly felt like, bro, you could have put this out in 2015. You probably should have put this out no later than 2017. I feel this movie came way too late. 14, 15 years is way too late for a sequel.
That's what I was like. I couldn't,
not to look drastically different?
That was my gripe. I was like, this, like, the first Avatar, if you put it on now, it still looks fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I don't see them having something that looks like
they're gonna blow it out the water
years from now.
Nope.
Like, especially with how AI and CGI and Kevin Feige robots is doing stuff now.
It looked good, but I get it. Technology didn't exist. You want to do the underwater shit. And I mean, y'all could have been did the underwater shit, but people didn't care to film underwater. It's like, why would you want to do that? But I get it. That's why Black Panther looks so good.
Behind the tank. Like, no, I want it to be real.
Underwater. And I mean,
I want it to be real.
Want to be on this Christopher Nolan shit? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Building fucking nuclear bombs
just to film them. Like, bro, you... All right, bro.
Crazy as shit.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit, but I'm going to watch it.
How do you build a safe nuclear bomb?
Exactly. You build the bomb without all the active ingredients. Like, how does that work?
Like, bro, you could have just CGI'd this.
No, you know what that is? Really, they weren't going to clear that shit. Them niggas was just like, who? Christopher Nolan. Nigga, tell my dude did Batman. Yeah. That Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
He's lying. It's like, no, man. He's lying.
Tell my dude did the Joker?
I mean, I'll do it.
No, bro. He want to make an Oppenheimer movie.
I mean, like, I'll do it, but, like, I don't want to get in trouble. You sure it's cool? Yeah, it's cool. All right.
I'm just saying, bro. All you got to do is make husk of it, bro.
What the fuck? That shit crazy. But anyway, go watch Avatar Way of the Water. This is not a plug, but I enjoyed that movie. I enjoyed Avatar. That was a dope movie. I don't know if they're gonna make their money back. That's a gamble for a damn sports game right there. Having to make $2 billion of your movie flop. I'm like, y'all gonna have to break a billion. They gotta hit $1 billion, bro, to break even. They gotta make $2 billion to make profit. They gotta hit $1 billion to make even.
Sad thing is, this is Avatar. I don't think. Well.
Remember, I said, I don't think that they're going to damn...
It's going to hit $1 billion. It's going to hit $1 billion.
But after seeing them do 400 in a damn week and a half.
I mean, altogether or like after the opening month?
They're going to still put out 3, but in order for 2 to like break even, like 2 got to hit $1 billion.
I mean, I think it will, just not opening month.
Right. But you know, that's what they depend on. The first month, that bitch gotta hit $1 billion before.
The splits are different. The splits are highest when it first come out.
Before February. Before February 1st, that movie got to be over $1 billion, or that's a bust.
When it's in its last couple weeks, the theater gets more of the money than the production does. It started out like a 90-10 split, 80-20 split, 70, you know, and then from there breaks off.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, it's an impressive movie, but it's just like people ain't talking about it. People ain't moved. People ain't really interested. It's like it ain't the talk of the toast.
That's what I said. I was like that.
People didn't talk about Black Panther like that. I mean, it got all the hype, it got all the marketing, but like the chatter for the second one was nowhere near the chatter for the first one.
Nah, it wasn't.
And it was like I don't think a movie came out this year that really had the big chatter. And there have been some great movies that people didn't talk. The Northman. Before I even get to my favorite things on this list, before I even get to that, but The Northman was one of my favorite movies I've seen this year.
You tell me the cheese was that good.
I finally seen Blackface Adam.
How'd you feel about it?
Felt like it was terrible, but I love the action in it.
Why did you feel like it was terrible?
Well, the nigga's 4,000 years old. Why is he speaking English?
Because he's magical, and in the time it took him to wake up, and then he was speaking his language, and then he was like, okay, they don't understand what I'm saying. Then he heard them speak.
Why they speak English?
Well, maybe they don't.
That's what I was hoping. Like, maybe, you know, it's just like this is what they're translating mm-hmm. to it.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, I need you to make some reference to it. But my immediate gripe was, why does this nigga speak English? And why do they speak English? I thought they was in, like, not Egypt, but kind of Egypt, but not Egypt.
Right. Conduct.
And then... that was the most salient thing. And then it was like the tropes that he was picking up. Like he just picked up on things way too fast for me. Like, just look over. Well, they're watching like, it looks like Gunsmoke or something. Like a Gunsmoke or something like
that. Well, no, it was Clint Eastwood. It was Clint Eastwood, Bad and Ugly.
Which is like, in those type of countries, like how Wonder Woman learned English was watching the old, TV shows. Mm-hmm. So... they're in a current time watching older stuff with the internet with this guy that's 4,000 years old that speak English, that gets tropes, that it was just a lot going on magic. In that perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know how I feel about magic and math.
Because I thought the exact same thing. When I saw it, I was thinking of that same thing. I was like, this nigga picking up on... And then by the time I got to the end of the movie, I realized and I was like, oh, shit. It's fucking magic, nigga. Yeah, like,
it's a comic book movie. It's magic.
It's just like, bro, like, how's he doing all of this
stuff that I can't explain? One of the Egyptian powers he got is what gives him this, like, not, like, cosmic awareness, but something close to it.
Because when he first escaped... Oh, keep going.
The other thing I didn't like about it was... now you brought Superman into this motherfucker and I'm not going to be able to see this?
Yeah. Hold on. So you saw it after the announcement?
I saw it before the announcement.
Yeah, because I wanted...
so as soon as it came on HBO Max, I watched it.
Because I wanted to talk about that announcement later on in this pod, but...
It's like, damn.
Now you know that now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, shit. Oh. That did Superman. Like, and...
nah, that shit did take a notch off my whole fucking score when that announcement got made. I can't even lie. When I saw that announcement, that shit, my score lost a whole point.
Because, what I don't like is they're not giving second fucking chance.
Right.
Dog, that's my whole
because
point.
Because Black Adam is not, like I was saying the other time, like, Black Adam is known, but he's not known like these other people. He's not known like the bigger people are. I'm not saying he's not known, but I'm just saying, like, your average everyday go.
Yeah, he's not one of the big three.
He's not one of those persons. Yeah. So, of course, he's not going to have that type of.
Yeah. Yeah, he's technically not even in the top five because the top five most recognizable Justice League members are Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, and.
And we're still getting a fucking Ezra Miller movie.
Oh, well, see, the fact that the movie was already done.
Painful. Yeah.
And they had already put too much money in it and all that shit.
So we're not going to go to that. This is just about Black Adam. I don't like that you're not giving this fucking movie that the action was fucking superb.
Yeah.
The action was like...
and it was consistent throughout the movie.
The action was fucking superb. The very last end fight scene was fucking magical.
Whole point. Like, yeah.
That shit was That shit was really fucking good. The Rock can do action.
Mm-hmm.
The story, to me, seemed like it had a lot of moving parts, and it also had a lot of things in it that I don't understand that I felt like maybe should have been explained, because I have not seen Shazam, but the nigga said Shazam. So
you should have seen Shazam there. You got to watch that.
I tried, and...
Well, that's explained in the very beginning of the movie when he get the power, so...
That's Buddy from Shazam. Buddy.
It's the last nigga left. Yeah, he's the last wizard. After he went and killed everybody, he was the last one. The
same, you know, old dude who's Star-Lord. I've never heard of you like him. You know what I'm saying? What,
yeah, Desmond
Hindu. I think that's his name. Yeah, he's in... He plays the exact same character in... Mm-hmm. And yeah, Shazam.
Yeah. Okay. And Black Adam, he was one of the five wizards. And then...
And that's why I was like, oh, shit, like, I see the lightning bolt.
Yeah. He got murk, but all the rest of them got murk except for him. So then that's why he said in Shazam, he was like, yeah, we made a mistake. He was the mistake.
I'll tell you.
Not the nigga at the very beginning that was like, oh, we're going to tempt you. And he took the fucking orb instead.
Remind me to circle back there once you get done with your review.
The kid was annoying. Kid's supposed to be annoying, though, I guess.
It's cool. Gotcha.
That was about it for my gripe. I'm pretty sure I had some other ones. But I love the action. I like, it's an actor in there named Mo, the big Indian dude. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, I like him. He got a couple shows. I fuck with him. I kind of sort of almost liked the story, but then it was like, that's not the real story. You know, like the story that they had been passed down wasn't actually what happened, which was kind of cool. I can tell that this is not something that they construed overnight. Like, I can tell this is something that they thought about for a while and went back and made changes to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the action in that shit is, you know, that was like second to none as far as action is concerned. I mean, it was very...
Yeah, solo superhero movie with like five superheroes in it. You got to account for that. Like, everybody got a little bit of shine. Like, at one point, like how you said, to your point, it did get to a point where Cyclone and Atom Smasher were kind of like not there. But they did have their moments where they did get their little shine.
Yeah, and you introduce these other people who I've heard about in passing. Mm-hmm. Never seen them, but...
Yeah, my only gripe, yeah.
I like the dialogue that they had.
Okay.
You know, kind of being, like, new to this type of shit. Dr. Fate, I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, then we ain't gonna get no more of that neither. Like, the helmet done went on, it's gonna go to somebody else. Like, who is it go to now? And it's, see, like, that's the thing about Dr. Fate. The helmet is what has the powers, and it chooses who gets to wear it. So it happens in the comic books. He don't die. He, you know, it gets taken from him, and then he goes crazy because he needs to get it back. That's the... Kent that we got. And it was funny that they killed him off in this movie instead of him getting locked up and separated from the helmet and going crazy and shit. But now we don't get that either. Hawkman, we don't get to see Hawkgirl show up because it's him and her. Like, both of them are immortal, but they have to die at some point. Like, they can come back from death, but it's guaranteed they're going to die at some point. And it's usually when they get together. Like, they're the Romeo and Juliet of these Hulk people. Like, they'll die at different times, but, like, they'll meet at some point in their life, get their Hulk people memories back, and, like, oh, we remember who we are. Then they'll be Hulk people again, and then somehow they die.
Damn. Some Rick and Morty shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fight scenes are really good. I liked Black Adam's not anti-hero, hero type of thing. Like, you know, this is what I need to do to get what I need to do. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like having Viola Davis in there as Amanda Waller. Mm-hmm. I just like her as a
you get to see the kind of shit she's up to.
I like Viola Davis a lot. I like her in this role as a, you know, they superheroes, man. Everything is not fucking glitzy and glamorous. A lot of underhanded shit to uphold an image. Mm-hmm. It has to go on, and she's willing to get other people to get their hands dirty in the name of this cause, you know, and it's no different from any military 5-star general, 4-star general, you know. It was just kind of weird to me. I can see why people would have reservations about it, but I wanted a second one. And hopefully they make that shit happen in another 15 fucking years. Well, actually, they can't wait because The Rock will be too old by then.
Well, the thing about it is, it's like, that's not in his plan for the DC universe, whatever cinematic universe he's got in his 10-year plan, which is not to say that The Rock can't do it like he did this one and just independently build it up. And then, you know, maybe 4-5 years down the road, James Gunn does turn around. He's like, yo, you know what? Okay, we can use it.
It's that, and then, like I said, at the end when, you know, the Black Adam Superman dynamic,
yeah.
Like, well, we need to see that.
Yeah, because that's what, he knew that's what the fans want. We know that's what the fans want.
We need to see that, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that is.
Well, you. So what you give it?
I know it's tough. Having that news.
Give it.
And then having seen it.
I give it a 7. I give The Rock a 1 million for effort. And I give him.
I give the whole team a 1 million for effort, bro, because that was the JSA, not the Justice League. He didn't lean on that.
So. To circle back. All right, man. Once I learned about Henry Cavill not reprising as Superman, once that was announced, I was like, all right, Black Adam 2 is not happening. Like, we're not getting Black Adam versus Superman. Like, at that point, okay, new Superman. So, like, Black Adam, it's almost like punishment for putting Henry Cavill in the post-credit scene. It's almost like my mind speculated was like, damn, if he never put Henry Cavill in there, would y'all have felt some different? Because he ain't linking it to this Superman, even though him linking it to Superman. Because when James Gunn announces he wants to make some of the shows to be like the Justice League cartoon. Mm-hmm. And I'm with that. But my issue with that really comes to, like, I wanted Black Adam, it would have been nice for Black Adam to kind of like start that whole plan if that was ever the plan.
Yeah, because then they could have gone ahead and crossed over with Shazam, like how that's what was supposed to be. Get that out of the way. And
Marvin the Martian, like, hey,
yeah.
What the fuck y'all gonna do with that? Like, just nothing? Like, bro, y'all act like, they act like that Batman movie was it Christopher Nolan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They act like that fucking movie didn't exist and was not fucking great.
But see, the thing is Batman, man. I told you, making these different Batman, because it's always been ahead of Warner Brothers. It's not that I don't trust James Gunn, because I do, because I love Peacemaker, and I like his version of the Suicide Squad. He took something that was supposed to be a 10 and struggled to get halfway there, you know, but yeah, got there. Then he was like, "Nah, I'm finna jump for that 10." And I was like, "Well, damn, bro, Suicide Squad was okay. Y'all improved on it completely. It was funny. It gave me same story, like, you know, a Suicide Squad, but it didn't take itself X serious at all. And then it was just creepy and nasty with the rats and, you know, it was just like from the beginning of the movie, like when Weasel died.
And didn't die.
But in the beginning, when he just died out the rip, like, I'm like, that shit just like, and you see him, like, losing life. And I'm like, yo, this shit done already got me feeling some type of way.
You see the buddy who can separate his arms off. He gets fucked up.
So it's like from that to Guardians, you know, I like a lot of James Gunn stuff. So I trust his vision. And I get that you got a clean house. Like, you got to, at this point, you like, look, man, if I'm going to assert my dominance, it's kind of like, I look at it like a football coach, right? If you come and get a team and they expect you to perform a certain type of way, you're going to have to pretty much do that with who the previous coach said was supposed to be the guy. So imagine you getting there and being like, nah, I don't know why y'all paid that man all that money, because I got the guy.
But how?
And
but
you get the guy. Hold on. And you get the guy. If you get that team, you pretty much got to, like, you're going to
put your own defensive coordinator in there.
You're going to put your own defensive coordinator. Yeah, you're going to clean house. And I see the same thing. Like, when it comes to movie studios, I see the exact same practice. You're going to bring in a whole new crew of people who's like, look, we're not going to carry on business. Because it's ultimately disrespect to their work, because they can't execute their plan, but you're using what they started to keep going. And instead of doing that, I feel like I would feel like I'm infringing on someone else's, like, creativity, in the sense of, dang, we can keep going on your idea, but you ain't doing it no more. And if I gotta give up my piece of the puzzle to bring you in, I'll do that, but everybody ain't me. And people's like, no, I'm gonna keep all that money, I'm gonna keep all that everything. I'm not.
How can you coach for two teams, though? Like, how can you coach for Alabama and UGA?
I mean,
when you about to start a new franchise at a
freelancing. These directors be freelancing.
Well, not necessarily, because they locked the directors in.
He's leaving. But that's what I'm saying.
After Guardians, he's done.
Okay. So they're just kind of overlapping.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. This is like an ending season starting a new franchise.
Yeah, because
I thought he was staying with Marvel and still finna do DC shit.
Guardians is the last Guardians. Oh,
okay. Yeah, so like he's going to, you know, what Marvel has with Kevin Feige. It's Feige, right?
Whatever that robot's name.
Right. What they have with him, James Gunn's just DC's version of that. So I get you have to clean slate, because that's him. That's kind of like him keeping the Fantastic Four movies going, or keeping.
I was just under the impression that, he's going to be doing, like, the next 10 years at Marvel and the next 10 years at DC. Like, damn, bro, how do you do that?
Nah, they're just Andrew Garfield, this nigga. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's pretty much because at that iteration of Spider-Man, we was like, bro, anytime y'all want to, like, do something with this right here, we with it now.
Yep.
Like, because y'all brought Spider-Man back and improved on some shit with Spider-Man, but it was like that first one. It was like, bro, how can you top the first one? Like, we just had a Spider-Man franchise. Now we get another Spider-Man.
We'll show you.
But I think Spider-Man doing that made them say, hey, we can do that with Batman. Then they did it with Batman. And ever since they did it with Batman, they were just like, bro, we can just do this with Superman. But you know what?
See, the thing about it with Batman is it's like,
so good.
Well, that and the fact that you didn't care about the continuity of Batman, because they were all self-contained. They were all Batman stories you got that were in theaters were all self-contained trilogies.
Yeah, because when I think of Batman now, I go to the Nolan trilogy.
Yeah, but...
Well, I mean, we haven't got the new trilogy yet. We just got the first one, but
I wouldn't even say trilogies, because Michael Keaton didn't get a third. The Flash movie is technically going to be his third Batman movie, but that don't really count. Because after that was when George Clooney and then Val Kilmer and all them motherfuckers were Batman.
I tell you what,
Joel Schumacher shit.
If I'm James Gunn, I feel some type of way about there being two Justice Leagues, and I'm continuing.
Like, there's two Suicide Squads.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, bro, you the MacGuffin one. So it's just like...
Oh, well, see, that's where you need The Rock. That's where you need Black Adam. You have the Justice League and the JSA. Because, see, the funny thing about it is, on Stargirl, they have the new JSA, which is the young kids that are the children of the original members from JSA. They weren't, like, the people who were with Black Adam in the movie, but they were in the original JSA. That's where they could use that tie-in and have the two different teams.
Bro, I just don't see James Gunn not using Black Adam. That's not to say Black Adam won't get his own movie again, but at this point, it's just like...
He is too big of a character to not show up again.
Yeah, at this point, it's like, bro, like, if you got I gotta see Peacemaker and Black Adam on screen at the same time at some point.
Because you done touched both of them at this point now, technically.
I see something like that happening, and it's just like, bro, ain't no way. That's hilarious. It's just, my mind's already...
I think they should try an HBO Max show. Try it. That'll give you a good range.
You know what?
You could do do 6 to 8 episodes.
Black Adam?
Yeah.
I think not even Black Adam.
But, I mean, I want Black Adam. So, that's the one thing I need
to establish. Shazam, one of them motherfuckers. Like, I need something. I need something from The Rock.
And then I don't know what's happening with Shazam, but Shazam, you know, that's...
No, he's fine.
No. I mean...
No, look, they're fine. Like, Levi did an interview, and he was like, "Nah, we're good over here."
Man,
yeah, that's the whole thing. Not conspiracy, but the whole conversation being had. It's like, how is Shazam safe?
He can't be, bro.
No, he is. They safe because they were like, "Yeah, we don't worry about it. We don't get involved. We let the crowd talk about what they want to talk about."
I'm gonna wait for that. I'm gonna wait after the Shazam. See, that's the thing. If you announce it now, people ain't gonna go and see Shazam because they gonna feel it ain't worth seeing. After that movie come out, that announcement dropping.
Oh yeah, you know it.
After Shazam done hit and made some money, you gonna hear the announcement. James Gunn says
supposedly they found money to be able to promote Flash during Super Bowl. And Warner Brothers don't never have no movie on the Super Bowl. I think it's supposed to be the highest it's ever been this year. I think it's supposed to be like 2 million for like 7 seconds.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, that shit.
Something like that.
2 million, 7 seconds. You know you want a 30-second spot.
You remember the episode?
They ain't got no money for the movie though, and all this kind of
shit. That's almost episode of Smart Guy when TJ hacked
and had his dad's commercial. And they tried. They want to sue him. Like, no, like,
gave him a job.
Right?
We gonna sue the world's cutest kid, 10-year-old.
You know what? Give that guy a job.
But no, this guy was really like, I don't know. He got all that carpentry business. All that shit was coming in because he got him a Super Bowl.
Yep.
But I mean, a Super Bowl commercial, you get
Ezra Miller,
you get everybody attention. But you
see, they trying to remove him and put other people in. But go ahead.
No, it's because now you can there's a social media claim. If you do anything on TV, it's to get people talking about on social media. So I'm gonna make the price higher because
even if you miss the commercial, the social media buzz is gonna be so hard.
They'll play the commercial.
Yeah,
something either has to be really good or look so bad everybody talks about it. But the point is to get somebody to talk about it. So
like the Dr. Pepper halftime challenge.
Yeah.
That was real time, bro. That was real time.
Cut her a check now.
We watched that entire shit turn around, bro. But through the internet. We watched it happen.
But I don't know. I like more Black Adam, and I don't know what James Gunn has planned, but regardless, I'm gonna enjoy it because I'm expecting good things. I'm expecting great things, honestly. So I'm excited about it. But I do hate that, you know.
Not getting the second one, bro. And I want to see Superman, bro. The fuck you doing,
him versus
bro?
Superman ain't happening.
What you doing, bro? I want to see that, bro.
I'm
going to take my own advice in it and watch the animated one.
What I'm saying, though... I think what James Gunn is going to do do his own version.
Pray to Vin Diesel.
What Disney Plus is doing.
Pray to Vin Diesel.
He made Guardians.
Vin Diesel brought Brittany Griner home. He can bring us Black Adam, too.
You're right. He can. It takes one thumbs up.
At an NBA game.
And family. But what I'm saying, all this man has to do is take what he learned from making the Guardians holiday special, watching Marvel make all their shows. Take that, not that same formula, but now he knows the formula. He was already confident with his own visions.
Got the riz.
Yeah, he's got it. He can do it. And now just do it like that. Now I'm leaning more towards your idea of a Black Adam show, but not necessarily revolving around Black Adam. It could be
Blackface Adam.
A Justice League show, but not in the sense of the animated Justice League, but it has different Justice League people in each episode.
Man, it's so many ways.
They do get to fight, and then that's when Shazam comes in, and it's like, okay, now they get to all...
But
triple team up, they got to fight somebody else at this point.
They got to establish the bit players because now you're resetting your main ones. And, you know, the
sad
first
thing is they kind of painted themselves into a corner with the Flash movie. They really were dependent on Flash. Once the Flashpoint happened, that was when the universal reset was going to come in. And they, all the shit that happened in the midst of that.
They left all them, they left all them people. They left all that shit hanging. Like, when you go back and think about it, when they cameo Ezra in, you know, in Flash the crisis.
Yeah.
In the crisis, when they did the crisis, included that in the crisis. Like, okay, so this is everything crisis, connected crisis, boom. Snyderverse kind of came out of left field, I kind of feel like. But everybody was so eager to see the full version of the film, not just to find out, well, this wasn't even the full thing, you know, but... And it was like, damn, that was it. It's like, yeah, but more was to come. I was like, bro, this feel like a TV show. Like, this whole three-hour movie felt like episodic. But
that was only because we had been conditioned to start watching, like, feature films in an episodic fashion now.
No, that's because they put it out in an episodic fashion because I was like, I knew it. And they cut it right.
Well, the way they cut the chapters.
Yeah. Because when I first saw it, it wasn't like that. But then when they had broke it down where you can watch chapter one and then next day you scroll down, hit right, go to chapter two, then you go down, you know, hit chapter three instead of it being kind of like Endless Waltz. Mm-hmm. How you can watch Endless Waltz like the episode version or you can watch Endless Waltz like the movie version.
The cinematic.
So the fact that it kind of felt like that, but anyway, this ain't about Justice League. I enjoyed that, but that's like Snyderverse, and this is supposed to be Snyder was in the position to do what James Gunn is doing, but they dropped the ball. I mean, everything just fell apart.
No, they dropped the ball. You said it right the first time. They dropped the ball on that. This man's daughter died, and y'all was so fucking pre-concerned with the money. I was like, well, get the fuck out of here, then we'll do it.
I know,
look at the Avengers got to do it.
Especially if you done sit here and shot this shit with Ezra Miller and pouring all this money into having to redo that shit. You could have extended the same fucking courtesy to Christopher Nolan.
You're on the time crunch with these actors, their ages, what else they want to do, their careers. Like, when this shit moves, it got to move fast. So when things change...
But how much longer would it have taken? Another 6 months?
I'm not sure, but you playing with hundreds of millions of dollars.
And they still brought the shit out. Like, if you just would have waited, you could have brought that shit out in theaters where that shit should have fucking been, because that was, like, what, around COVID, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we sat here watched it here. Not Justice League movie. Was it just...
That was the Snyder Cut. Yeah, when the original came out, it was before...
Yeah, then it was
before the pandemic, though.
That's what I'm saying. If they would have, I keep saying Christopher Nolan. It was Snyder, the Snyder Cut.
That didn't help. I think that's the biggest factor.
If that would have been able, if they just could have waited, brought that out, it would have been before the pandemic. That shit would have done crazy in the fucking theater.
Oh hell yeah!
But I think because of the pandemic,
that's why they brought it out.
Everything.
No, that's why,
like,
it did so good.
Motherfuckers had to sell. Motherfuckers was like, because remember.
Because all those deals are already out.
No, because remember, they got bought. Like, this whole studio, all of this DC shit got bought on the wholesale of,
the
like...
HBO shit.
Of, like, when the HBO got merged, because it was so much money being lost, they had to fuse it with another company's worth to bring the individual worth up.
They still so in debt now. That was the whole conversation being had about them being able to buy a spot for the Super Bowl. It's like, well, if they in so much debt, how in the hell are they able to afford a spot?
I mean, that's that Discovery money now. It's already like somebody allocated those funds, and it was just like, this is what we're spending it on. You got to get this movie to make your money back, because you in a hole.
Because Black Adam didn't. It broke even,
basically.
Yeah, you in a hole. Y'all got to make a hit. You know, Disney said on the other side of the pond, they said that, look, we done made way too much... content. They was like, we're going to focus on quality instead of quantity going forward. And I'm like, okay, so whatever the fuck that means, because y'all been experimenting and I'm loving the experiment. But I guess, you know what I think it is? It's in reference to Disney? Nah, it's too many...
people hate that shit.
One and done's, because it's depending on how many people watch it, whether or not they're going to make another one. So they get these people to do these one and done's. And I think Marvel can slide with the one and done's, but everybody else wants to get a piece of the pie. Just like, bro, we want to do some more. It's like, y'all ain't gonna do no one.
It's seasonal.
We want something seasonal. We don't want a one and done. Y'all, yeah. Like Marvel.
They
like,
got us invested. We don't want to have to wait until the movie to find out what's next. Like, we invested now. Yeah. Like
Marvel get to do the one and done, but can't nobody else do that. Somebody got to come with a whole fucking series. And they were just like, bro, it just can't be Star Wars just carrying the whole damn weight. And if it is, if we're going to put up...
it is, though, because next year is going to be a whole lot of Star Wars coming
out. That's what I'm saying.
It is going to be a lot of Star Wars coming out.
If it's them carrying the fucking weight, well, shit, we might as well...
Because Marvel going back to the theater, so they... Yeah,
so Marvel...
And they hit y'all with the show.
Exactly. It was like, bro, we need to fill the gap because, you know, Marvel, y'all done did the one and done's, but I don't know what y'all doing with the one and done's, but... We trust
you. Gotta wait for that spin out into the movies.
Is Avatar Disney too?
Huh?
Is Avatar Disney?
When they bought Fox.
Yeah. So they still Fox, but they
Disney.
They're Disney. They got a land. Pandora is at Disney.
Disneyland.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I remember when I was living.
Disney World. It's an Animal Kingdom.
Cool. I was living
in Disney straight for forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But when you watch
Black
the movie,
Panther and fucking Avatar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They paid for forever, dog.
Like, but nah,
DC,
you know.
DC just, he's underwater grasping. They trying to get that shit.
I mean, yeah.
But that's subsidiary shit where that's like pennies in a bucket. That's just named by association because they ain't taking that, like, James liability. Cameron. They ain't like, bro, we are not taking the liability. Like,
see, that would be how Six Flags gets back on the map. They need to lean into the whole comic book shit with DC and...
But they used to have.
They used to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They need to revamp that shit. It's still like that, but they need to revamp.
Batman, and, Superman.
Yeah, and lean into all that shit, man. That's what'll get them back on the map, bro.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, as far as theme parks, I mean, because it's an experience, because there's no beating. Like, ultimately, there was a point in time where if you would have asked me if I want to go to Six Flags or Disney World, I'm going to tell you Six Flags. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying Six Flags and Six Flags and Six Flags because I was like, but them coasters, I ain't going to never get tired of them. And to this day, I can have the best day of my life at a theme park with roller coasters all day. But fast forward years later, go back to Disney, you realize now that I'm an adult, whoa, I'm an adult. This ain't a day at Six Flags because the church bought me, because my auntie brought me with my cousin because it's somebody's birthday, because we just going. This is, I'm grown and I got money in the bank and I'm finna have an experience. And it's so much more shit to do as an adult.
Right.
When you go down
shit
there.
You could do as a kid, but you didn't know you even doing all that extra shit. It was just part of the experience.
Because it's spaced out. You get to have different experiences depending on where you're willing to go and what day you're willing to do it.
Right.
As a child, you got this one day to do everything, and Six Flags was the best place I'd rather spend and one day.
Usually, it will always start in the area where they had the party at. So you weren't even in the park having the party. You were in the little, you know, camp out area or whatever where they had the picnic tables and the canopies and shit. Then you went to the park. So it wasn't even a full day in the park.
Bro, you need to have innovative... you need to have new innovative, like, coasters. That's the number one. That's honestly the main draw, bro. Just innovate your coasters. I know that shit costs...
And the experience of being at the park
itself. Being at the park. You're going to have a Six Flags experience. Because Looney Tunes ain't the shit that's popping now. You're going to have to find a theme.
See, the thing is,
keep the coasters, but you're going to have to change the experience around it.
What they need to do is bring the Hall of Justice to Atlanta Six Flags. The reason I say that is because you got Avengers Campus in California.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a good long while before they build one in Florida. If you got, technically you got West Coast Avengers and then you've got the Justice League on the East Coast. That's really not where it is in the comics, but you got the Hall of Justice over here. That's what would be the draw to go. You go see Superman, you go see Batman, you go see the Green Lantern, the Flash, and all this shit at Six Flags.
There's somebody going to buy Six Flags.
And then changing it back. Then you keep, like you said, nobody really cares about the Looney Tunes like that. Do the one with the crossover when the Looney Tunes had the superpowers.
Do a lot.
Yeah.
If you see, if I'm Six Flags at this point, you can rebrand with anything at this point and just kind of...
They still got that partnership with DC. I'm like, y'all can use that. And they just...
Nah, if I'm going to be real with you. Like, if I'm in Atlanta, what I would like to do if I'm Six Flags is, like, instead of it, like, being Looney Tunes or anything like that, I'm like, just, bruh, like, this shit got to be Cartoon Network world, but it got to be CNC.
Yeah.
CNC, yeah. Bruh. Like, a right. whole Cartoon Network from 92 to now.
Now, see, that would be dope. It's
Six Flags.
That would be some dope shit.
And it's like, you got Dexter's Laboratory. You've always wanted to go to Dexter's Laboratory. I would
that,
have
see, that would be the competition.
Would take them to Dexter's Laboratory, bro.
See, listen, dope. Six Flags.
That's dope. I
when
like
y'all
that.
Y'all hear this on your little algorithms out there.
We got the shit for you.
Because we're the best motherfucking pod in the 99 percentile ranking in the leisure section.
Because we ain't just talking this shit.
I was...
I like that.
$1 free off.
Yeah. When y'all hear that shit in your algorithm,
we want our cut, bruh.
It only makes sense, bruh.
We want our cut.
And y'all need a Wonder Woman ride. Y'all already got a Batman. Y'all already got a Superman.
Well, they got some in some of the Six Flags that they're building. So, and
they need a Justice League. Shout out.
That's what I'm saying. They need to go ahead and do that.
And then you hit, bruh, if I can go see Johnny Bravo somewhere. Well, I know they're not ever going to bring him back.
No, I mean, you got it in this world. Got Johnny Bravo's, like,
they don't have
barbershop.
A cartoon or nothing. Like, they try to cancel Johnny Bravo.
Nah, bro, you, like, have Johnny Bravo's hair salon, bro. I like, imagine if you had, like, a real haircut place. Like, imagine just, like, bro, you need to get a lineup because you going, you leaving. Like, bro, you could, imagine if it was, like, real niggas.
Johnny B's, dog.
Niggas be like, bro, you can come to Six Flags now. You want to get in Six. Like, bro, all you need is an appointment for your haircut, and they'll let you in Six Flags.
Right.
Just to come get your haircut.
At Johnny B's.
Hey, dog.
What? Like, yes, bruh.
You can go to Six Flags, get your haircut.
Johnny
it's a real
Bravo's
barbershop.
Salon, bruh.
Let me shut up, man. I'm giving y'all too much.
No, his mom's salon. Not Johnny Bravo. It's his mama. But he's the mascot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot you could do with Cartoon Network there. It's, yeah. It's just so much. Like
that whole Dexter's Lab thing, though, because that's dope, because you could even work that into an eatery.
Mm.
That could be competition for, like, how Disney got them Pimm's Test Kitchen.
Nah, they doing the eater, bro. You gonna eat what Chowder was cooking up.
That, too. But then, at the same time, that's in competition. That's in competition with that. That should have worked.
Go to the regular show part.
Yeah.
That's a fucking part, bro. It's up his regular show.
Oh, right.
It's the regular show part. They put that shit in the damn part.
That would be dope.
I'm just giving y'all, like, so much
shit. That would be dope, dog.
You could do... Well,
they got the little food
bro,
carts
cars,
and shit where you can
cars.
Get the little random
the bumper
food.
Cars. We got real wacky races, bruh.
Man.
Like, come on. Like,
got real wacky races.
Real wacky
I
races.
I like that.
That would be a nice
I
one.
I like that. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck those Jews.
Nah, you got to make just Captain right Caveman. Yeah. Captain Caveman yeah. got to be the like the mascot for that shit, bruh.
Yo.
Like, I want to buy a caveman club.
I y'all want the Hanna-Barbera,
bro.
That opens at the top with the little bird that come out.
Bro, it's a Hanna-Barbera section there. Like,
got
bro,
a gorilla for sale. Magilla gorilla for sale.
Magilla gorilla for sale.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, that.
No, nah, that'd be an that actual part where you got the music.
The
like,
second hardest one after Flame On.
Dog. And then...
It was a space ghost one.
In the Will I Am in my laboratory one.
I don't even remember that. I'm pretty sure if it popped up, I remember.
But nah, man, that's it. Six Flags would be lit. And that's all you really need. It's just so much that you can experience like through that.
Yeah. They're gonna have to expand, bro. You're gonna have to collect the facades.
You know what I'm saying? Bring Space Ghost back one more time. Because for some reason, he just works.
Bro, I have a car show at Six Flags.
A late night talk show?
Bruh.
Adult Swim with Space Ghost?
No, we're
giving y'all niggas
such a niche cartoon character.
This is what it is, bro. No, it's a Space Ghost car show called Space Coast Coupes.
Bruh.
Space Ghost Coupes.
Not having a car show.
A car show? Why not? You
Space Ghost.
No, you a kid and you go out there. No, it's a Space Ghost Coupes. I'm telling you. Oh, no. Okay, you know what? It's an ice cream shop. Space Ghost Scoops. Ice cream shop.
You just do that on the fly.
Yes, nigga.
And that is why we in the 99 percentile ranking.
In there.
Space Ghost Scoops. Ice cream shop.
Have an Aqua Teen restaurant because that's what they started out as.
Burger place. Aqua Teen Burger Spot. But
that's what they started out as on Space Ghost Coast to Coast. They were supposed to be a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
And they just came alive. Yep.
I remember when, because I remember watching HBO Max when it first came on. Like, oh shit, Space Coast on here. Mm-hmm. And like, oh shit,
it's the Aqua Teen, because they didn't look like that.
Yeah, they was a lot worse. They look like Hank Hill and Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, way worse design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With it.
Hey, that's not a million. That's $1 trillion worth of game.
You could bring them back, dog. They really could.
Yeah. A lot.
I would go, because I hate roller coasters.
I love roller coasters.
Want to hear me scream like a hoe?
That's what they're for. Only in that scenario is when I would want to hear that.
Listen, I thought that what it was as a kid, I kind of knew that I didn't like things before people would tell me, like, oh, you should try it. And I'd be like, no, I'm pretty sure I ain't going to like that shit. Like, nothing about that shit sounds
appealing to me. Yeah.
Now, later, some of those things were disproved, like crab legs. You know, I was a whole different story.
Yeah, childhood palate is way different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I knew I hated heights. Like, I didn't know what it was about them.
Oh, I didn't like them either.
I just knew that I did not like the motherfuckers. So my mom convinced me to go on the Scream Machine. And,
why is it always the Scream Machine? The most rickety... Well, I guess that's why. If it's the most rickety roller coaster, if you can conquer...
Is it the Georgia Cyclone?
Yeah.
No, please. But,
That's fucking wood. Why would I ride that one? See, if you can get on this, you can do anything.
This is at a time when they started throwing them bitches backwards.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember that.
I had no idea.
They had the fucking ninja going backwards. Like, motherfucker, you go.
They were like, are you ready? And I was already like, nah, I don't want to do this shit to begin with. And they're like, let's go. And I'm like, looking this way. And then we're going the other way. I'm like, what the fuck did I sign up for? I thought I was going to fucking die. And I almost did, because whatever strapped me down didn't fucking leech me down, so I slid up under that motherfucker, and I had to hold on to this bitch for dear life. I hated that shit.
Now, and then the next year, first roller coaster should not be going backwards. That was a fuck up on their part.
So look, I was like, all right, I'm never doing that shit again. And then the next year came, and I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm not doing this shit again. But I was like, you know, Let's try it the normal way, like going forward. Maybe it's not deathly scary as it was going backwards. Going forward, it was. I could just see where I was fucking going.
Right,
I was just seeing my death.
Yeah, about to say you could see the death coming.
Yeah, I could just see my death. So it was like just, you know, equally just as bad, as if this time the bar didn't fuck up on me. But I mean, it was still pretty fucking horrible, and so I vowed never to get anywhere near those. And the next time they offered them, I actually swung on my cousin for a goddamn suggesting that, like, nigga, no, we're not doing this. I thought we've gone through this. I'm not getting anywhere near those. Here's these fists. I thought as an adult, like, okay, I was a child then. I'm an adult now. I'm a man, you know, I've done some things, I've been out there. Maybe it was just some shit as a kid. So I went to a place called American Adventures or some shit like that. Some shit out from like Jonesboro. And they don't have like really big roller coasters. They have like, this shit was maybe like 30 feet. Like, you know, it's not like colossal. It's really made for like teenagers and like six and up. So I was like, all right, cool. Six-year-olds in here. Like, if they can do it, like,
is that six-year-olds?
I'm a man. I'm on a date. Nigga, that shit was just as bad as I remembered. It was awful.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so, yeah, fuck all roller coasters. Every single one of them can fucking die. But I will go to, like, bumper carts. I can do water rides. Mm-hmm. I can do all water slides and shit like that.
But some of them slides be freaking me out. Like, because I find the type, like, you know how you got that one slide when you walk into the park and you look that up one. And everybody be like, oh, hell no.
Yeah,
like,
I can do that one.
That one.
I can do that one.
I was like, right now. They was like, you don't want to warm up? I'm like,
no. Let's go that one. Let's I can do that one.
Why? Because the line for that one going to be long as fuck. And as soon as I get to that motherfucker, be like, nah, bro, there ain't no line. Nigga, niggas is scared of this shit. Yeah. Nigga, like, get your ass up. And I'm like, fuck. Like,
that's
why
I got to go up here.
Yeah. I'm going up a wave. I'm like, dog, I'm going to hit this shit in 20 minutes, bro. I'm thinking I'm going to be here for an hour. Nope. Bro, I was barely in line 20 minutes getting to the top. And I'm just looking down, but my heart beating. And the dude looking at me like,
this what you here now, bro.
You got to go. You got to go. He was like, get down.
Here now.
And then I was like, chew. And I took that. And bro, I started going forward like I was about to flip. And then I caught myself.
That's you gotta stay straight, man.
And I caught myself and just went flat and said, boom. Everybody, I heard everybody go, ooh. And I just slid down the slide real, real fast. And, you know, you get to the bottom and then you want to get back up right on it. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yo, the rush.
Man, listen.
The rush from it. You
gotta stay straight, man.
Bro,
hit them roller coasters.
Because I hit that first hump. And when I went up in the air, like
separated.
My initial reflex
is like I'm finna try to land on my feet. Nah, bro.
My nigga, bro.
No, see, I'm not doing it. I'm not finna try to
myself because
hit that Spider-Man and go. Nope.
You gotta trust it and lay back down. Yep. If I didn't lay back down, I would have flipped. I would have failed. I would have. Oh, well, I would have been fucked up.
That comes with riding in inner tubes and shit like that, doing the little things enough to know when you hit that bounce.
Yep.
That shit.
When you separate from that slide and you
it's gonna come
really
you
high
it's
up
coming, but that
whew, it usually happens like right after you drop down, like right about there.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And,
I tell you when
just
I
lean with it. Just,
nah, I tell you when I got cocky when I was like, oh, nah, this ain't that. I ain't going down feet first. I'm going down face first. And
hell no.
They were like, no. I was like, I'm going down face first. And they was like, no. And the dude, so I wasn't supposed to do it. So I'm up here like with my feet in front of me. And then as soon as I go down, I jump and go.
I thought you slid around. That's what I'd have done.
I just jump right in front of myself.
That's the worst because you would have.
Bro, I went through that tube. I'm going up and down. Bro, the crazy thing was like, before I got to the end, I spit the rind in the tube, and then when I came out,
that'd have been boy,
bruh. Like I ain't spit the like the fact that I was like going forward, I could like maneuver, and I could do like I was bruh. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, this is why you don't go forward, bruh. Cause like, oh, I'm going too fast. I can't control myself.
And if I come out in the air, when you come down, you gonna smack your damn face.
Boy, and I ain't thinking about none of that. I'm just like. But my body just kind of...
Break your fucking neck going fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to work at a water park. I was a lifeguard. I had to go save a bunch of little fucking kids doing stupid shit.
Man, this shit got dark quick.
No way, boy.
Kids is dumb.
Yeah.
Not even kids. People, too. Like, as soon as they hear some water, they might panic. Like, hey, ma'am, you're in 2 feet of water. Stand up.
That happened to my cousin.
Hey. Stand up.
That happened to my cousin in Jamaica.
You're an adult.
On jet skis. This motherfucker out here and then fell off. It got away from him. He whiskey throttled that motherfucker. And he's down there just... And we're like, yo.
Stand up,
bro. Yo, just stand up, man. We right here off the coast. We weren't even out in deep water. We were just riding. He swore he was down. He swore he was gone. It's like...
Nah, that beat... Stand up. At the beach, that'd be freaking people out, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I used to be freaked out because I remember one time I thought my dad just drifted off into the sea. Like, bro, I thought Cthulhu got his ass, bro. Like, because he was fucking with me. Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm a child, and I'm just seeing him like, bro.
This nigga just
like,
went under the water.
He going further and further out, and I'm like, man, you can't go out that far. He going further out, and I'm like, gloop.
No.
I'm freaking out, you know what I'm saying? And then everybody on the beach, they see me freaking out, then they look. And then, you know, I imagine how he must have felt. Was like, oh, yeah, you folks looking at me, bro. Like, ain't nothing wrong with me, you know.
Right, I'm fine, son.
But that ocean just kind of scared me. So, you know, I got older. I was like, you know, let me see how far I can go out before I feel uncomfortable. And then I just kept going out. And
I was never one of those, I can't see the bottom, so I'm scared
Man, I got
when
caught.
When it came to water, I'm a swim.
I got caught in the jet stream. It took me getting caught in the jet stream for me to realize.
Humble yourself, young
I'm
man.
Glad I know how to motherfucking swim, because you don't know you know how to motherfucking swim until that jet stream hit your ass.
Or a riptide.
That's what happened. I'm out there. And the way it happened, it's just like a big gulp of water go around your leg and just spin you real quick. Mm-hmm. And before you can see what happened, your leg feel like it's being pulled. And you like, bro, I know damn well this
nothing
ain't
grabbing me.
Nothing grabbing me because I can move my knees. So now it's like I got my knees like scrunched up like I'm trying to land a skateboard or some shit like that. And I'm just and whatever. Yeah, good shit.
What kind of hentai shit you got going on?
That's not hentai at all.
Oh, see.
That's the ultimate Christmas
one. Ain't let that out the bag yet, man. Oh, man.